Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Hey, Sam, did you get accepted by Harvard University yet?
Well, no, I got rejected.
Well, that's too bad. So, what is your backup school?
Well, unfortunately, I don't have a backup school. I put all my eggs into one basket and didn't apply to other universities.
Well, that sounds too bad.
Yeah, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
今天一开始呢，问 Sam 说，你被哈佛大学录取了吗？ Sam 说，没有。我说，怎么了？你没有一个备选的学校吗？ Sam 说，很不幸，我在申请大学的时候呢，只选了哈佛这么一所学校。他把所有的希望呢，都寄托在哈佛大学身上，但是很不幸，哈佛大学把他给拒了。那么 Sam 呢，等于说把所有的鸡蛋放到了哈佛大学这么一个篮子里面，但是呢，这个篮子没有让 Sam 呢Happy. 所以大家做事情的时候一旦有风险千万不能一棵树吊死大家一定要学会呢 Risk management 风险的管控 And what about today's idiom Sam?
Alright, well today's idiom We have the idiom Put on your thinking cap Put on your thinking T-H-I-N-K-I-N-G Cap C-A-P
Well usually we say Put on cap 戴上帽子
Yeah there's a baseball cap
Right.
But I've never really heard of a thinking
cap. What a thinking cap?
Cap?
A brand new cap?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Albert Einstein wore this kind of hat?
Yeah, maybe we copy some of the IQ from Albert Einstein so we can be smarter.
Yeah, sounds great.
我们戴过很多的帽子，但是呢，什么是 thinking cap? 我们戴上一个思考的帽子。那么这个帽子是帮助我们思考或让我们变得更加的聪明呢？那么在这个问题，我们下面做一个 conversation， 看看如何使用 put on thinking cap。
All right, here we go.
Hey Sam, since you are a model teacher of a school and you are very experienced, and I'm a newcomer, so sometimes I realize some of my students are very frustrated and they're not interested in the school. So could you give me some tips? How can I improve my teaching?
Well, let me think, Peter. Well, you know, one thing I really like to do is encourage my children to really think outside the box.
Uh-huh.
So I give them challenging problems that really requires them to put on their thinking caps, work together to try to solve the problem.
Right. Maybe part of my problem is I gave this question too simple. So some of my students feel bored.
Oh, I see. You know, one other thing that helps is I usually try to give them a few different methods or ways to solve a problem. That way they can choose the method that they like the most. So that way they have a little more variety and they learn, well, there's more than one way to solve a problem.
Right. They will become more creative in the future, right?
Exactly. That's what I try to build in my classroom, creativity.
So number one is give students more challenge.
Yes.
And number two, more options, so students will like my class better.
Yes, challenge them, but also give them a way to solve the problem.
Well, thanks a lot.
No problem.
刚才的对话呢，我是一个新来的老师，问 Sam 这一个学校非常有经验的老师呢一些问题，因为我发现呢，在我的课堂当中，有些学生呢经常睡觉，或对我的课堂呢丝毫的不感兴趣，我觉得非常的郁闷，所以呢，我请教 Sam 说，你有没有好的点子帮助我呢，提高我的整个的教学的效果？ Sam 说，首先第一点呢，要给学生一个适合难度的问题，如果说太难或太简单都不行，但是呢，这个问题一定有一定的挑战度，学生呢能够通过自己的思考，通过自己的努力，把这个问题呢找到答案。Put on their thinking cap， 学生在上课的时候呢能够投入到一个思考当中，这样的话呢，学会觉得你的课堂呢会有一定的挑战性，他们会觉得你上课完之后会有一定的 rewarding， 一定的收获。另外一点呢，解决问题的方式呢一定要多样，这样的话呢，学生会变得更加有创造力。所以我听完之后呢，非常的感谢 Sam， 说 Thanks a lot。Put on thinking cap 表示说让一个人能够认真的进行思考。So Sam, could you give us an example using put on thinking cap?
Well, anytime we have a challenging problem, so we can use it in the classroom, we can use it at work, because we know that at work we got to solve ways maybe to solve our spending problems.
Right.
Like for example, we only have a certain amount of money coming in, but we've got some projects and some expenses in the future.
Right.
So how are we going to solve a financial problem?
Well,
that requires us to put on our thinking caps, think outside the box, to be able to figure out a way to make our finances and everything work together.
Right. 除了说在学校作为老师能够让学生认真思考之外呢，在公司里面老板呢会对员工有一个比较苛刻的要求，因为呢我们的预算呢是有限的，比如说就1000块钱，但是我们做的事情呢一般情况下呢可能要花1500块钱，我们的 budget is limited。 跟员工说一定要开动你的脑筋，想出各种各样的方法能够省钱，但同时呢 without compromising the quality
Yes.
of the products.
Yeah,
同时这个产品的质量不要受任何的影响。那么这种情况下需要每一个员工要 think hard, 同时呢要 think wise, 要努力工作，同时还要聪明的工作。这样的话才能够把这个问题进行有效的解决。
So I guess normally, you know, our thinking cap is not really on. We're of course still thinking, but we don't gotta sit there every day, all day, think seriously about everything.
Right.
It just requires that kind of thinking sometimes with these really hard, difficult problems.
Right. Well, that's it for today's idiom. Put on thinking cap.
All right.
And now let's go to the part two of today's show, which is Hit Book.
Yes.
And it's about the story, about the celebrity couple.
Well, there's a lot of celebrity couples. Can you give us a hint?
Well, football celebrity back in UK. Ex-captain of England's football team.
Okay, you must be talking about the Beckham.
Beckham family.
Yes,
right?
Okay.
They are, and they were celebrity, right? They are still celebrity,
right?
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
And today we focus on wife, Victoria.
Oh, is she in trouble or what happened?
Well, let's see later, alright?
Oh, okay.
那么今天呢我们将谈论贝克汉姆，当然不是谈论大卫贝克汉姆，不是那英格兰的这个足球队的队长，而是说他的妻子 Victoria.Beckham,
who used to be in the Spice Girl.
她曾经呢是 Spice Girl, 辣妹的一员, a member of a Spice Girl. It's
yeah,
a band, right?
Exactly, yeah.
那么看看呢，我们今天将谈论 Victoria 哪些事情。在我们进入到故事之前，首先看看相关的 vocabulary.
Now it's time to hit the books.
First we have be accused of.Three words, be accused. Accused is A-C-C-U-S-E-D. Be accused of something.
今天第一个词组呢 be accused of, 翻译成中文是指控。它可以用在法庭上一个人被指控为什么什么的一个罪行。
Alright, next we have the word malnourished. Malnourished. M-A-L-N-O-U-R.I-S-H-E-D, malnourished.
下一个单词有两部分构成，首先看看它的核心部分是 nourish, 翻译成中文是营养，但是呢前面加一个 M-A-L, 大家注意了，这是英文的一个前缀，它往往是一个否定的，表示说不好的意思。
Yeah.
Malnourished, 翻译成中文是营养不良。同时呢我们在有些其他单词前面也可以加 mal, 比如说 malpractice, 表示一个人行为不端。
Next we have the wordTabloid, tabloid, T-A-B-L-O-I-D, tabloid.
下一个单词，很多人都特别喜欢那个东西，叫什么？小报 ，tabloid. 比如说一些影视明星啊、体育明星他们的一些私生活呀、啊，大家觉得非常的好的一个话题 ，good topic.
Next, we have the word taunt, taunt, T-A-U-N-T, taunt.
下一个单词翻译成中文是奚落某人，或者是批评某人 ，criticize some people.
Next is the word sentiment. Sentiment. S-E-N-T-I-M-E-N-T. Sentiment.
下一个单词 sentiment, 翻译成中文是观点。
Next is spark, outrage. Two words. Spark, outrage. Spark is S-P-A-R-K. Outrage, O-U-T-R-A-G-E.
下一个词组有两个单词。第一个呢 spark, 翻译成中文呢是激发。第二个呢 outrage 表示说愤怒，合到一起呢是引发人们的愤怒。
So things that spark outrage is usually, especially when it comes to media, are comments that we make or some sort of action that is viewed by the public.
Right, 那么有些呢一些名人或者一些报纸他们的一些言论他们的一些 comment 能够 spark outrage, 引起民众的一个愤怒，特别呢涉及到一些种族歧视啊一些 discrimination,往往会 spark outrage.
Yes, very true. Next we have the word skeleton. Skeleton. S-K-E-L-E-T-O-N. L-E-T-O-N, skeleton.
下一个单词 skeleton 翻译成中文是骨架，它呢可以指在医学院里面供学生学习的那个骨架，同时呢如果指人的话呢 skeleton 表示这个人非常非常的瘦。
Yes.
Very skinny.
Yes. And a skeleton you find in some interesting idioms.
Right.
Like if someone has a lot of skeletons in the closet, well, that means they have a lot of secrets and kind of a dark past.
Really?
Yes. Well, that brings us to the last word, which is catwalk. Catwalk. C-A-T-W-A-L-K. Catwalk.
最后一个单词用在模特走台的时候的一个单词 catwalk。翻译成中文是猫步。
So I'm not really sure why it's called the catwalk.
Why not a dog walk, right?
You know, some other animal. But maybe models are like cats, you know, they're very elegant and graceful in the way they walk.
Right. 大家想一想，猫走步的时候呢，比较文雅。但是如果换成这个dog walk, 狗走步的时候看起来有些问题 right?
Yeah, because you know, like dogs wag their tail, stick out their tongue. It's not very elegant or graceful looking.
Right. Well, let's focus on Victoria.
All right. Sounds great. Here we go. This is Victoria Beckham accused of promoting anorexia chic in latest fashion show. Victoria Beckham has been accused of being malnourished and has admitted to an eating disorder in the past.Tabloids have also taunted the 41-year-old, calling her Skinny Spice. Now, it is the models walking the runway for the singer-turned-fashion designer who are being accused of being unhealthily underweight. In 2010, the mom of four banned size zero models, who she deemed too skinny for her show. Models are thin, she said. But I do take my position seriously, and I wouldn't want to use very skinny girls.Showing off her spring 2016 collection at New York Fashion Week on Tuesday, she appears to have forgotten this sentiment and sparked outrage among her 15 million social media fans. Another show of skeletons, one said. They don't look healthy at all, said another. Well, yet another added, Jesus, why don't you just get a motorized skeleton to walk down your catwalks?And release these poor girls from this bloody torture of having to starve themselves for a job.
文中一开始呢就提到了维多利亚呢受到了人们的批评，原因呢是什么？她被 accused 啊，被指控啊 being malnourished。她现在整个的这个形象看起来有营养不良，同时呢，她用一些模特，包括她自己呢，好像在这个时尚界呢推崇一种以瘦为美的这么一个形象，所以呢，这种形象或者这种观念呢受到大家的批评。 So she was being accused of being malnourished.
Yeah, and she actually even came out and admitted herself that she had an eating disorder. So we know that, well, there's a couple different eating disorders. Mm-hmm. One of them is called anorexia.
Right.
That is where we basically don't eat anything to lose weight. So we get really bone skinny.
Right, 所以说呢，他同时呢承认自己在这个饮食方面呢出现了一定的问题，出现了 eating disorder.
There's another disorder called bulimia, where if you're bulimic, then you, after you eat food, you throw it up.
Right.
So you enjoy the food, but then after a while, you get rid of it.
如果大家饮食出现问题的话呢，有两个英文单词。第一个单词刚才 Sam 提到的 anorexia 翻译成中文呢叫没有任何的食欲，表示这个人基本上不愿意吃东西。另外一个是 bulimia， 表示这个人呢他的胃口呢是无穷无尽的， is non-stop。
Yeah，
这是我们在饮食方面两个极端，这两个极端都对我们的健康有极大的害处。
But the second one's really bad, especially for your throat, because you're throwing up the food all the time.
So
yeah, the acid、
really?
can eat away at the lining of your throat.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, really bad. That's why they're called disorders. They're very dangerous. They can lead to death.
英国媒体的一些小报 tabloid 把这个歌手呢叫做 Skinny Spice。我们知道 Victoria 她原来呢属于这个 Spicy Girl 这个乐团的一员，她的乐团叫 Spicy Girl， 但是呢这个小报呢借用原来的那个 Spice， 把她现在叫做 Skinny Spice， 叫做皮包骨的辣妹。
Now we know that the Spice Girls all had a name. There was like Scary Spice, there was Posh Spice, and so they all had different. I think she, I can't remember which Spice she was in the Spice Girls.
But she has a new title, Skinny Spice, right?
Yeah, but whatever her old Spice, whether Scary Spice or not, yeah, it's changed to Skinny Spice.
Right, 因为当时呢，在辣妹乐队当中呢，每一个人都有自己的名字，比如说叫 Scary Spice 等等吧。但是呢，现在的 Victoria 有了一个新的名字，叫 Skinny Spice， 骨瘦如柴的 Spice。
But this was all in the past.、Mm. But now she's receiving more criticism from the media because of her fashion shows.、Mm-hmm. In fact, the title of this article is "She's Promoting Anorexia Chic."In her latest fashion show.
所以现在很多人呢批评她在这个模特走台的时候呢用了一些骨瘦如柴的这些模特。那么给大家一个信息是什么呢？以瘦为美。
Yeah, this chic is you see a lot when it comes to fashion.、
嗯、
so there's a lot of different kinds of chic means a lot of different kinds of like styles. So what's the style in Victoria Beckham's show?、
嗯、
Anorexia, being extremely skinny.
Right.
But what's interesting is,She hasn't always had the stand on skinny models.
Right.
Because in 2010, she actually banned models from her show if they were too skinny.
大家同时呢回忆起在2010年 Victoria 做的一些表态，她对那些骨瘦如柴的模特呢是非常反感的。The mom of four, 当时呢她已经有四个孩子了，她坚决反对用那些 size zero model。什么叫 size zero model? 表示说零尺码的那些模特，因为在整个这个服装大小的这个尺码当中 ,zero 是最小的尺码了。
Yeah.
如果说人穿这个尺码的话，基本上是基本没有任何的肉了，它就相当于一个 skeleton。那么对 Victoria 来讲，他认为这些人是不健康的。如果说他在这个模特选秀当中或者是运用的模特又是什么 size zero, 他认为呢是不合适的，同时呢他也是非常的批评或者说反对这种模特在台上走秀。
Now, she said that a model zero is too skinny,、
嗯、
but, and she wanted to take her position seriously, so she doesn't want to promote like a bad image here, so she wouldn't use these girls if、
right.
they're too skinny.
同时呢在她的 T 台上呢是坚决不会用这些骨瘦如柴的模特，但是我们看看她现在的所作所为跟她在2010年的表态是截然相反的。
Well, for her new model of clothing that's going to come out in 2016, she basically gave everyone a preview in the New York Fashion Week, which was on Tuesday. But what happened was, when all the models came out, it seemed like something happened to Victoria Beckham's idea of what's too skinny. Like there was a big change.
Right. 我们看到2016春季纽约时装展的时候呢 ,Victoria 用了一些非常瘦的模特。这导致了他的很多的粉丝呢非常的愤怒 ,spark outrage, 引起了公怒或引起了大家的愤怒。他的粉丝呢达到了1500万，这个数量是庞大的。
Yeah, that is a large, large number of social media fans.
Right, maybe on the Facebook, on Twitter, right?
Yeah, so many different venues when it comes to social media.
Right.
So what exactly did these models look like, you may ask?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's paint a mental picture for you.
All right.
So in these tabloids or maybe fashion magazines, this is what one said.It's another show of skeletons.
嗯，那么看看他的这些粉丝对他的评价，看完了他的这个2016纽约春季展之后，大家评价这些模特就是一些骨架，没有任何的 no flesh, just bones.
Just skeletons walking around.
Right, 所以大家觉得非常的恐怖，感觉像一堆骨架在 T 台上走秀。
Another mentioned, these girls don't look healthy at all.
嗯。另外一些粉丝呢认为呢这些模特是压根就不健康，你把一些病人推上了 T 台，给大家的一个感觉是非常的不舒服。
And lastly, my favorite personally,、
mm-hmm.
this one guy
says,
Jesus, yeah, come on, he said, how come you don't just get a motorized skeleton to go up and down the catwalk?
Mm-hmm.
That way, these poor girls that look so unhealthy, you can release them and they can go back to being healthy.
Right, 我们看看最后一个粉丝给的一个 comment posted on social media. 首先他用了一个 Jesus, 啊，他用一个感叹词就是说天哪 ,why don't you just get a motorized skeleton? So what is a motorized skeleton? 我们知道 skeleton 是骨架，但是前面加了一个 motorized skeleton. What is that?
Well, it's basically a machine skeleton.、
Uh-huh.
So, and maybe you can put a skeleton on some wheels. Or, you know, it has an electric control, and that way you can just control it, go zim, zim, up and down the catwalk.
Oh, really? Well, that's scary. See, a walking skeleton, right?
Yeah. But, you know, motorized skeleton would be better because that way the humans don't have to starve themselves just for this job.
所以最后一个粉丝给出的一个评价更加的极端，他在这个评论中说道 Why don't you just get a motorized skeleton? 刚才 Sam 已经解释到了什么叫 motorized skeleton, 表示说具有驱动或者说带电的那个骨架的，表示说呢人的一个骨架，人的一个骨骼里面呢放了一个动力系统，那么这个骨架呢在 T 台上就可以走了。那么他的意思是什么呢？你不用用那些活人来进行走台，用这些电动的这些骨架的，然后穿上衣服再走就可以了。这样的话呢就可以省去那些可怜的孩子在 T 台上这个走来走去，人们看起来非常的可怜。They are so skinny. People show sympathy to these people.
Yeah. You can imagine on maybe the job requirement is you can't eat food. Maybe you can have just water every day.
Maybe have a celery for lunch.
Yeah, one carrot a day, right?
Carrot, celery, and spinach for lunch. Well, that's horrible.
Yeah, that's the job requirement to become a Victoria Beckham model.
Right, 所以看看有一些世界顶尖模特他的这个饮食呢，中午呢只吃一些很可怜的胡萝卜啊、芹菜啊，包括一些菠菜，非常非常的可怜，只有这样才能够保持一个 skeleton 的一个 figure。
But is it really Victoria Beckham? Like, is it her fault? I mean, did she really want to promote anorexia or something?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the question. I mean, what's really the motive?
So is this fair to, you know, point the finger to Victoria, right?
Exactly.
那么大家把所有的责难或所有的批评指向了 Victoria, 那么对她来讲是不是公正的呢?
Well, that's the question for tomorrow. Okay, great.
Well, that's it for today, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
Thinking about the things that we could be, but baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.I see this life like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line, in my face is flashing signs, seek it out and ye shall find, old, but I'm not that old, young, but I'm not that bold, and I don't think the world is sold, I'm just doing what we're told.
语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
Can't let the music